Yeah. What's going on, everybody? What is going on? Man, oh man. Is this world getting crazy? You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And in today's podcast, guys, this is a special podcast. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of crazy things going on in the world. And with all this that's been going on in the world, know what I mean, that, you know, it touched down in my home city of Buffalo, New York, man. And this podcast episode is for the ones who lost their life, man, in that horrific mass shooting that happened in Buffalo, New York. Know what I'm saying? 10 people were murdered in a Tops on Jefferson Avenue, man. And I just want to give my condolences to the families who, you know, lost a loved one in that mass shooting. You know what I'm saying? It was something that I have never seen. You know what I'm saying? All my life of living in Buffalo, New York, I've never seen anything like that ever in my life. You know what I mean? I no longer live in Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? I recently moved a few months ago, and I just want to dedicate this podcast episode to the people who lost their life, man, in that horrific shooting. You know what I'm saying? So allegedly an 18-year-old Caucasian. Basically, I seen the video. You know what I mean? I seen the video on YouTube. I was watching a video on YouTube, and this cat played the video on YouTube. And this 18-year-old who probably had mental issues. You know what I'm saying? He recorded the whole thing live, you know what I mean? And I was just astounded on what my eyes were seeing and how he had enough fortitude to, you know, record the whole incident, you know what I mean? He recorded from the time he drove up to the Tops, you know, he got in his whip and drove to the Tops until he, you know, started shooting outside his whip. His car and started shooting people outside the parking lot, man. And you know, it was just, I was just shocked on what I was watching with my own two eyes, man. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe somebody would record something like that. And you gotta really, really feel like this guy has to have some type of serious mental issue, man, for him to recorded, not only recorded, just continue his plan or whatever his purpose was. He took 10 lives, man. He took 10 lives and then had nothing to do with anything. And, you know, the media saying it was racially motivated. And let's get something straight, man. Like, at the end of the day, Buffalo, New York, it's a very, very racist city, man. It's very racist. And still to this day in 2022, it's still somewhat like segregated. Know what I mean? You got your Hispanics on the west side. You got your so-called African-Americans on the east side. On the north side, you got, you know, the college kids and the Caucasians. Know what I'm saying? It's very, very still to this day somewhat segregated. Know what I mean? And but this whole incident didn't have nothing to do with Buffalo at all. This guy wasn't even from the town, you know what I mean? He was from Cloquland, New York, and he drove miles away from his home city to destroy lives, man. And, you know, right off the jump, the media made it a racial thing, you know what I'm saying? But he took out more than just African-American lives, you know what I'm saying? He took down, the first people he shot were Caucasian women, you know what I mean? And I watched the whole video, and there is one part when he mistakenly shot a Caucasian man, and he apologized to the guy inside the store, and he said sorry. But you can just see people running for their lives inside the store, man. I'm watching the video that he recorded on. He had a video recording headset on top of his head, and people were just running for their lives, taking cover, like, know what I mean? And you know, it was like watching a video game, man, like Call of Duty or some shit. He must be like a real big Call of Duty video game player, because that's what it felt like when I was watching it. You know what I'm saying? It felt like a video game. It felt like some type of Call of Duty type shit. It just felt unreal, man. And yo, that is just sad, man. It's just sad. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad that people had to lose their lives over some lunatic. At the end of the day, you got to really think, man. You really got to think. Like, you got to be a lunatic to want to throw your life away at 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? He's looking at life. And I just feel like, you know, the way the police handled it, you know what I'm saying, when they uphanded him and, you know, got him in handcuffs, it was very nice and polite the way they did it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I wonder if that was a African-American serial killer running up in Tops. Would they have treated him the same way by any chance? I don't know. You know what I mean? But it's a sad thing, man. It's a real sad thing. And then, you know, some shit jumped off with Freddie Gibbs, you know what I'm saying, coming to the town. And I didn't want to really talk about that right now. I will touch on that in a hot minute. But, you know, I wanted to, you know, get my focus on the mass shooting that happened in Buffalo. And I hope that, you know what I'm saying, that those people that lost their life, I hope they get justice. I hope the justice system do the right thing and put this guy away for life. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to be on the streets anymore. You know what I'm saying? I also, too, was watching a news clip on where the people, you know, when Caucasians do some things, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to, like, mass shootings or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, they try to make excuses, you know what I mean, for the person that's committing the act, you know what I'm saying, and they were saying on the news that, you know, it possibly could have been, like, a his brain didn't develop. This is what the newscast people were saying, like, this guy's brain didn't develop. And the one pastor, you know what I'm saying, he was so-called African-American. He said, well, his brain was developed when he got in the vehicle. His brain was developed when he jumped out the vehicle and started shooting people. He said his brain was developed to even record the situation. You know what I'm saying? There's always some type of excuse or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but that's how it is, you know what I mean? But I hope these people get their rightful justice, you know, that lost their life. And I hope this guy don't see the day of light ever again, you know what I mean? They also said that he had the N-word written on his weapon and all types of crazy stuff, man, you know what I mean? So, yo, we're going to get into it, you know what I mean? I'm going to read some article. Know what I'm saying? And also it has to listen to people who lost their life. And I just want to get down and read the article, you know what I'm saying, to let you people know what's going on, the updates with the mass shooting. So let's get into it, man. It says, what we know so far about the Buffalo mass shooting. A white 18-year-old gunman allegedly carried out a racist attack at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, on Saturday, killing 10 people and injuring 3 others, according to authorities. Almost all the victims were black. The suspect, who live-streamed the mass shooting, is believed to be the author of a screed post online detailing his white supremacist ideologies and his plan to target a black community in New York. Here's what else we know. The shooter faces life in prison. The suspect has been charged with first-degree murder. If convicted, he would face a maximum sentence of life without parole. Officials have said they are investigating the mass shooting as a racially motivated hate crime and are also considering a terrorism charge. Separately, the FBI is investigating the shooting as both a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremists. The evidence we have uncovered so far makes no mistake. This is a absolute racist hate crime that will be prosecuted as a hate crime. This is someone who has hate in their heart and soul and mind, said Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramolina. On Monday, Gramolina said that the suspect intended to leave the Top supermarket and carry on his attack, wreaking more violence on black people who live near the grocery on Jefferson Ave. Yeah, man, Jefferson Ave is a predominantly, you know what I'm saying, so-called black area. Now, I mean, it's not too far from downtown Buffalo. Now, I mean, it's probably like 15 to 20 minutes away from downtown Buffalo. And, you know, it's a really close-knit community in that area. You know what I'm saying? It's the east side of Buffalo. And I've been to that Tops a bunch of times back in the day. Know what I mean? Early 2000s and 90s, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a nice area. You know, they're trying to rebuild that area. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of new houses built in that side of town. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a very close-knit community, neighborhood. And, you know, I never would have thought in a million years that something like this would happen to the people in that, and not only the people in that area, but just in Buffalo, man. Yeah, Buffalo has got its issues. It's got its crime. You know what I'm saying? It's got a lot of things that need to be cleaned up and fixed. You know what I'm saying? But nothing like this, you know what I'm saying, has ever happened in the city. You know what I mean? And it's just very sad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to continue to read, man. 11 of the victims are Black. Even before Buffalo police released the names of the victims, loved ones were sharing details about those who were killed in the shooting. Of the 13 people who were shot, 11 were Black, 2 were white. So right off the jump, man, 2 were white. So why are they just off the rip? You know what I'm saying? When it first happened, he was already calling it a racist act. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even get all the details together yet. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it wasn't. What I'm saying is they, you know what I'm saying, the news always jumping the gun, you know what I mean? But we're going to get into it. In the shooting, 13 people were shot, 11 were Black, 2 were white, 4 of the victims were store employees. Some of the victims actively worked to serve their community. Those who are who died are Aaron Slater, 55-year-old, former police lieutenant who worked as a security guard at the store, was shot and killed after confronting the shooter at the front entrance. So, yo, Aaron Slater, man, Slater, 55 years old, man, you're a hero, man. You know what I'm saying? You tried to save the people in the store. He was the security guard that worked in the store. He tried to save the people's lives, and he did the best he could. This guy, the 18-year-old Caucasian, he was fully armored, you know what I mean? And, you know, Slater's weapon could not penetrate his armor, you know what I mean? And Slater ended up losing his life trying to save the people inside the store, you know what I'm saying? And it's not enough news coverage on this guy being a hero, man. So he's a hero, and this is why I'm doing this podcast episode, to make sure you get your flowers, bro, because you did the best you could to save those people in the store, you know what I mean? You did what you tried your best, man. And you lost your life doing that, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to honor you in this podcast episode, you know what I'm saying? You get all the honor and flowers from me, you heard? So let's get into it, man. Ruth Winfield, 86, was a beloved wife, mother, and grandmother, her lawyer said. Pearlie Young, 77, who ran a weekly food pantry and was shopping for groceries when she was killed. RIP to you. Ruth Winfield, RIP to you. Catherine Cat Massey, 72, was a writer who wrote about gun violence in her community and was part of the community group that helped local residents. RIP to you. Hayward Patterson, 67, would drive residents to get their groceries and volunteered at his church on his free time. RIP, man, to you. Cheston Cheney was at the grocery store to get shrimp and strawberry shortcake. The 65-year-old delighted in her role as a grandma most of all. Roberta Dury, 32. See, this sounds like a Hispanic guy. So why are they making it such like it's racially motivated? Like I said, it could have been, but more than African Americans were murdered inside that store, and they need to get light too. Roberta Dury, 32, was at the supermarket to get his food for dinner. She often shopped for her brother and his family who live near the Tops grocery store. Her brother is recovering from leukemia, he told NPR. Marcus D. Morrison, 52, of Buffalo. He was the father of 3 children their mother told local TV news. Andre McNeil, 53, of Auburn, New York, he was engaged to Mary Tracy Lennon Mikalowski, who said on Saturday that McNeil died on their son's third birthday, according to Auburn newspaper. Geraldine Talley, 62, of Buffalo. Those who were injured: Zaire Goodman, 20 years old, of Buffalo, treated and released from Erie County Medical Center. Jennifer Warrington, 50, of Tonawanda, New York, treated and released from ECMC. Christopher Barden, 55, of Lackawanna, New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said $2.8 million in federal and state funding will go towards helping victim families cover funeral and burial expenses for up to $6,000, as well as medical expenses and counseling. This is how police said the attack unfolded. The alleged gunman drove more than 200 miles from his small town home of Cloakland, New York, and arrived in East Buffalo the day before the attacks to conduct reassassinations on his grocery store, police said. The shooting at the Tops Friendly Market began on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern in a parking lot outside the store, located in a predominantly black neighborhood about 3 miles from downtown. The first police officer arrived 1 minute later, Gramilia said on Saturday. The gunman stepped out of his car wearing tactical gear and opened fire with an assault-style rifle, shooting 4 people, officials said. 3 of those people died after the gunman worked his way into the store. The security guard, Aaron Slater, attempted to stop the shooter by firing his gun, but the gunman's body armor shielded him from the bullet. The suspect then shot and killed Slater. The suspect was eventually confronted by police at the front of the store. He briefly pointed the rifle at his neck before policemen pursued him to drop his guns and surrender. The gunman live streamed the attack. The platform Twitch, the company told NPR. The streaming was shut down less than 2 minutes after the violence began, the company said. The shooter is an apparent white supremacist who left plans for a racist attack. The suspect, gunman Peyton S. Gradon, allegedly published a 180-page document to the anonymous message board 4chan before carrying out his attack. This page repeats a series of white supremacist ideologies, including racist conspiracy theories known as the Great Replacement, in an attempt to justify his plan to target and murder African Americans. And this article goes on and on and on, you know what I'm saying? The gun was purchased in 2022 with a background check. In a document posted online, the suspect described his weapon as a Bushmaster XM15 and an AR-15 style rifle. It was fitted with a attachable high capacity magazine and a banned device in New York, meaning it was illegally purchased or illegally transported across state lines, Governor Hochul said. How this guy got this rifle, you know what I'm saying? It's illegally banned in New York. How he got this rifle, who knows? He should have never been sold this gun, you know what I'm saying? The suspect purchased the rifle this year at a gun store near the suspect's hometown, the shop owners told NPR. Robert Donald, owner of Vintage Firearms in Endicott, New York, confirmed that he had ran a background check on Peyton Gardone, but that the report showed nothing out of the ordinary. Police said on Sunday that they recovered 2 additional guns, a rifle and a shotgun, and more ammunition in Gardone's car. So this guy, now I mean, this guy had illegal firearms, got a hold of legal firearms, should have never been sold a gun, you know what I'm saying? This guy had the nerve to put on recording on top of his head, record the situation, you know what I mean? Like, this guy And they try to give him excuses that his brain is not developed because he's 18 years old. How many people, you know what I mean, in the African-American community are doing time right now for petty crimes right now? You know what I'm saying? Didn't take no life. You know what I'm saying? If this guy was an 18-year-old so-called African-American, he would be dead right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The police would have just killed him. They wouldn't even give him a chance to stand up. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, the unjust and the unequal of the law when it comes to us. You know what I mean? This guy had the nerve to take 10 lives, man. You know what I'm saying? And the security guard tried to stop him, but he couldn't. Man, he's a hero, man. He should be looked at as a hero. This guy tried to save lives, and this guy just had too much firepower and just too much armor on. You know what I mean? It's sad, man. It's very sad. You know, like I said, I hope the families get their just due, and not just, you know, money reparations from this. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be laws changed. You dig what I'm saying? For racial crimes, racial hate crimes, there needs to be laws passed. You know what I'm saying? Passed. You know what I'm saying? When Asians were with their little stint, you know what I mean? When people were jumping on them for 2 months, you know what I mean? They had Asian hate crime and laws passed. So, yeah, they need to get busy and pass some laws now. You dig what I'm saying? Because enough is enough already. You know what I mean? I'm not feeling none of that. You know what I'm saying? Man, like I said, man, RIP to the families that lost, RIP to the people who lost their life in the top supermarket, man. They was just doing the everyday thing they usually do on a regular basis, and they lost their life, man. They lost their life just going to the grocery store. Yo, it's sad you can't even go to the grocery store at this point, man. Know what I mean? Like, things are getting wild, crazy, man. Like, know what I'm saying? RIP to those people, man. Know what I mean? RIP, man. Damn, man. But yo, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. Yo, my man Freddie Gibbs, man. Yo, Freddie Gibbs, man. What is your problem? You know what I'm saying? You messing, you talking about people, and you know, you got the freedom to speak and talk your mind or whatever, but you know, you gotta learn that, you know, certain things you say, you know what I'm saying, about people come with consequences, man. Like, know what I mean? You know, Freddie Gibbs, he got beat up in Miami, you know what I'm saying, at the restaurant. And then, you know, Freddie Gibbs is causing issues with Benny, you know what I mean? Allegedly, his crew did it. Who, like, first of all, people don't know who did it, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's just jumping out the window and saying Benny's crew did it. Like, know what I mean? How do people even know Benny's crew did it? You dig what I'm saying? How you know? You don't think Benny got the whole city on his back? Know what I mean? Let's just support him. The whole Griselda got the whole city, like, know what I mean? Supporting them and holding them down. They got real fans. Like, they got fans that will F you up if you say something crazy. You don't got to be Benny's crew to do anything crazy to Freddie Gibbs. It could be just some fans on some type fan shit, like, know what I mean? It could be on some fan shit, like, yo, you talking crazy about Benny? You in the city? What? We gonna get at you. But Freddie Gibbs, man, what is your problem, man? You looking for, like, a, you know what I'm saying, a death sentence or something like that, son? Like, what is your problem? Like, you and Benny did a song together. You know, Benny is not that type of dude to just start up some shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Or Conway. So what is your beef with Benny? Even Benny said in Drink Champs, like, yo, he don't even know where it came from. Like, you looking for the wrong attention, son. That's word. You looking for the wrong attention, man. Like, know what I mean? You looking for the wrong attention. Like, you're going to end up losing your life over just something stupid. Like, yo, bro, you like 40 fucking years old, man. Get it together, man. Know what I mean? Get it together, man. Chill the fuck out. Sit your ass down somewhere. You 40 fucking years old. You acting like a little kid. Know what I mean? But yo, I do give Freddie Gibbs some props though. He did fight back, man. I seen a video, they rushed him. You know what I mean? He tried to fight back, you know what I'm saying? But yo, he's not like Jackie Chan or no shit like that. He got stomped out. That's it. You can't one against 20. Like, the odds are not in your favor, man. Know what I mean? But he did stand his ground somewhat though. But yo, Freddie Gibbs, man. You asking for a death sentence, for real. And I don't wish death on nobody, you know what I mean? But Freddie, man, you asking for a death sentence, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what your problem is. Just leave people alone and do your rap thing, man. I heard, like, you're a good rapper and shit. Just you stick to that, son. You know what I mean? Word, man. Freddie Gibbs, man. He bugging out and shit. Causing all types of problems and all that. You know what I mean? But, let's see. Let's get into it, man. The feud between Freddie Gibbs and Benny the Butcher was one of the oddest moments in recent hip-hop history, shattering the idea of a bond between talented lyricists. The beef escalated after Gibbs was allegedly beaten by goons affiliated with Benny the Butcher. Last Saturday, May 14th, Gibbs was at a local diner establishment the day ahead of his Space Rabbit tour stopped in Buffalo. The Gary, Indiana rapper was allegedly mobbed by a group that fans suggested was connected to Benny the Butcher. The following day, images of Gibbs surfaced, which added to the chatter that he was beaten. Gibbs and Benny first got into it when the Black Soprano family honcho said during an interview that a collaborative project was not in the cards. Gibbs took offense and fired back with insults that spilled over into the social media. Like, yo, Gibbs, you acting like, you know what I'm saying? Like a little girl. Like, he just said it's not in the cards. Maybe it might be in the cards later. Just go do your rap thing. Go find somebody else. Like, why you gotta say shit about people? You know what I mean? Like, Benny's not even that type of dude. He's down to earth dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember seeing Benny long time ago before anybody even knew about Benny. You know what I'm saying? At a gas station. And yo, Benny used to just come up to people's car and just like rap for them. You know what I mean? To their car window and just rap. Like, Benny been doing this a long time, son. Like, word, he been doing it a long time. So, Benny been grinding. What he getting now from the rap game, he earned that shit. Like, Benny been grinding upstate, you know, The Rock, Rochester, you know what I mean? Buffalo, all upstate. Like, Benny been grinding for a long fucking time, man. If the alleged jumping of Gibbs seems extreme, he may have had it coming. Gibbs made light of the incident where Benny was robbed by gunpoint of his jewelry and shot. See, why Gibbs want to do that, man? I don't understand. DJ Academics also got himself involved, adding to their ongoing feud, sporting a black eye in photo. Gibbs still gamely performed on Sunday, May 15th. Benny the Butcher has yet to comment on the alleged brawl, but we've got plenty of comments below. So yeah, man, that whole thing with Benny and Butcher and Freddie Gibbs, you know what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs is a clown right now, man. You're going around talking crazy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you standing on what you say, but why even do that, man? That's what I don't understand about the rap game, man. It's like nobody can be friends. Like, nobody can be cool and do songs together and get money together. Know what I mean? It's always got to be some type of feud, especially if you're on top of the game. Everybody want to tear you down when you're on top. It's just like, yo, if Son on top, like, yo, collab with him. You know what I'm saying? Collab with him. Get some of his fans to get onto what you're doing, and you can get bread together. Like, I don't understand why we got to tear each other down all the time, especially when people are trying to be successful in life. And it just seems like when it comes to our people and the community, when we try to be successful, somebody's got to tear us down. Even like with family, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you try to be you successful and other people in your family not successful, they want to tear you down. It's like, yo, I want to do something with my life. You know what I'm saying? I want to be somebody. I want to do things with my life. You know what I'm saying? Benny was in and out of jail. He was in the feds. You know what I'm saying? All the Griselda. You know what I mean? Conway got shot, almost lost his life. Like, these cats been through some real street shit. You know what I mean? And they just want to live. Like, it just seemed like the streets follow cats like them. You know what I mean? Even when they don't even want it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just trying to live. You know, Benny got shot in Houston. Got robbed and shot, you know what I mean? And he making fun. Like, that's supposed to be your brother. You did songs with him and all that, and you making fun? It's just like, yo, I can see why Benny would be tight. I would be tight too. Like, yo, I thought we was cool. Like, we did song together. Like, now you wanna know what I mean? And then Gibbs says some crazy stuff like, I can't believe what you're saying, your raps now, because you know what I'm saying, what happened in Houston, you know, people talk all this tough talk, but you know, they're getting robbed. But the whole situation, man, need to stop, man. All this, the fighting back and forth within hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It just need to stop, man. We need to all need to come together and build, man. That's what I say, man. Just come together and build a better, you know, community of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, hip hop is trash. It's becoming trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you become successful in hip hop, people want to tear you down and shit. They don't want to see you strive. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see you build an empire. Like, I just don't understand that about hip hop, man. It's always been like that. Even when the golden age of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It was always like that. You know what I mean? Instead of people just coming together and building. Like, I'll never understand that in hip hop, man. But yo, I just wanted to talk about those few things, man. RIP again to the people who lost their life in a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, at the Tops supermarket on Jefferson Ave. Give my condolences, man, and just say that security guard is a hero, man. Straight up, he lost his life trying to save lives, man. But yo, that's my take in this podcast episode. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I mean? I'm your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Stay safe. Please stay safe out there. One.